We're here for our weekly legislative interviews now, talking with Representative Sheree Tolson Reich. And Representative Reich, I guess first off, talking about the Olympics, I know you wanted to say a little something about that.
Right. We have a bill that passed over in the House this week regarding, this is of interest because the Olympics are going on currently in South Korea, that if a Missourian who's a Missouri resident wins an Olympic gold, silver, or bronze medal, they also get a cash prize that goes with that, and it would make it exempt from state taxes. You know, we don't have a lot of Olympians coming out of our state, and we want to kind of honor them and for all their years of hard work and effort. So they would not be taxed on any prize money they would win. Now, if they go on to be get commercial endorsements, that doesn't apply. This is just for the medals themselves, and so that would be exempt from Missouri taxes.
Right, absolutely. Certainly very timely. Also, restrictions on alcohol. You've been working on some bills regarding that.
Well, Robert Cornejo out of St. Charles had a bill. Currently, in Missouri, you cannot offer like coupons, rebates, things like rewards points for alcohol. And this would lessen that to restriction. I actually voted no on this, and you know, so people use coupons for groceries or other services, and so this would just allow that to be used on alcohol now if it passes in the Senate.
Oh, I see. Okay. And it's been a busy week for you, I guess, moving on with some other topics. Vehicle inspections. Talk a bit about what you've been doing with that.
Right. So we have a representative from Northwest Missouri, and he is proposing to getting rid of the vehicle inspection. Currently, you have to take that inspection slip when you go to get your car licensed or renew your plates. And there are 34 states right now who do not have this requirement. And so most states don't. There's pros and cons, and I would like to hear feedback from the listeners. And any constituents out there can contact their local representatives. Do you want to keep vehicle inspections in place? Some of the people, say in tire industries or whatever, are concerned that vehicles may have bad brakes or bad tires out on the road. But a state that passed this 8 years ago have shown there's been no increased accidents when they did away with the inspection requirement. So this would save people time and money. And I think the vehicle inspectors, the fee is $12. So they're not making any money off of that. And part of that goes to the state of Missouri. So really, your local gas station that gets like $10 of that, it's a lot of time and work for them to have to do these inspections.
Right. And is there a certain way, it seems like the majority of representatives are leaning? Is it more pro keeping the restrictions, or is it more seeming like they're going to get rid of them?
It looks like it may be gotten rid of, because they're just finding it's a hassle. People have to take off work, take their car into a gas station or service station and pay that fee. And then, you know, so they're thinking the benefit of the time and money outweighs what someone might find in a vehicle deficiency. So it looks like it might pass. So we'll be taking that up here soon on the House floor.
All right.
But I'd really personally like to hear from my constituents and what they think about that.
Absolutely. So contact her, Representative Sheree Tolson Reich. Final question, final thing we could discuss here, short-term medical plans. I know that's something you've been working on as well.
Right. So Representative Justin Hill out of the St. Charles area has proposed, it passed yesterday, to say, for example, you lose your job, but your new job doesn't start for 2 or 3 months. You can go out and get a short-term major medical plan. Currently, you have to do for 1 year. But this law would allow you to go out and get a temporary medical plan for less than 1 year. Now, this has certain things it won't cover, of course. It's just considered a major medical, just a short gap, short-term medical insurance policy in case something catastrophic would happen. But currently, you have to have it for 1 year, and this would make it to where you can choose. It would give people a choice to get a policy for under 1 year.
Oh, I see. All right. So lots of stuff going on with the representative life of Sheree Tolson Reich. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about it this week.
You're welcome. Thank you.